Good morning.
早上好。
It's nice to come and be invited to speak to you this morning.
今天早上非常非常荣幸可以到这边跟大家一起来分享。
I want to talk to you today about identity.
我今天想跟大家来讲自己的身份认同的问题。
And before we start, I want you to do this mental exercise with me.
开始之前，我们先做一个脑力的激荡。
Have you ever been to a museum and you see an artwork that you don't understand?
你有没有去过一个这样的一个博物馆，你看见了一件艺术品，但是你其实不理解它是在做什么？
Usually it's something that's messy and doesn't look like anything.
有的时候那个很混乱，乱七八糟，也看不出来它到底是什么。
And you might even not know the artist, so you say, my child could do that.
你也不知道这个艺术家是谁，你会说我和孩子也会画这个东西。
And then let's say someone told you, hey, don't make fun of it. That's $2 million.
也许有人告诉你说不要在这边开玩笑，他这个艺术品有$2,000,000.
Now, I don't know about you, but I would be like, this is $2 million? I should become an artist.
我不知道你会怎么讲，我的反应说，哇，这个$2,000,000，我应该可以成为一个艺术家。
And maybe you might think this. I definitely do. I say, I would not spend $2 million on this.
也许你会说，I'm sorry, didn't catch up.
You might say this, you might not say this, but I think I would say I wouldn't spend $2 million on this.
也许你会说我才不会花这$2,000,000呢。
But let me ask you a question.
但是呢，我来问你一个问题。
Let's say the owner gifted it to you and said, put it in your house.
如果这个画作的这样一个艺术品的这个它的主人说把这个送给你，说你放在你家里吧。
At night time, would you lock the door?
晚上你会把门关锁上吗？
You didn't think it was valuable, but would you lock the door? I would lock the door.
如果你觉得那个非常值钱的话，你要不要把它锁上呢？
It's not necessarily the value of the object, but how much someone is willing to pay for it.
这个其实不关乎这个东西到底有没有价值，而是说别人愿意花多少钱。
That is identity.
这个就是身份。
And today I want to talk to you that your identity is paid for in the most expensive thing in all the universe, the blood of Christ.
今天我要告诉你，你的身份被这个宇宙当中最值钱的东西来去买赎回来，那个就是耶稣基督的宝血。
God the Father gave his son, and he cannot give anything more valuable.
这位圣父把他的儿子给我们，他不能够给我们更多了。
And so today I'm going to talk to you about two very simple things. I'm going to talk to you about how the world gives you identity.
我会今天谈两件问题，两件事情，一个是这个世界怎么样给你身份认同。
And then how the Bible and God gives you identity.
另外就是圣经神怎么样给你身份认同。
And so I want you to be able at the end of this message to be able to recognize.This is a worldly way to find identity, and this is a biblical way to find identity.
今天的讲到结束的时候，我会期望你能够了解什么是世界的方法给你身份认同，什么是圣经的方法给你身份认同。
In our modern world, many of us question identity.
在我们的现代的世界当中，我们不断地追问身份。
We are very obsessed about self-esteem.
我们非常重视自我的这样一个自我的这个认同感。
Especially American culture is you hear people talk a lot about finding themselves.
特别在美国，我们经常会听到人们说找到自我。
And it's interesting that here in the ancient times, it tells you who you are.
可是非常有意思，在这样一个古老的经文当中，它告诉你是谁。
We're going to talk about self-esteem and self-worth.
我们会来看自我的价值的判断和自我的认同。
And how the Bible can give you and shape you on your understanding of who you are and your value.
然后圣经让你了解到你自己是谁，你的价值在哪里。
You know, if you go 500 years ago,
如果回到500年前
and you ask someone, I don't know who I am.
如果你问你跟某个人说我不知道我是谁。
Do you know what they would say to you?
他们会怎么样跟你讲呢
？They'll say, "Who's your parents?"
他们会问你的父母是谁
？Who's your whole family?
你的整个的家族是什么
？What do you do?
你做什么工作
？Where do you live?
你在哪里住
？And all these things would be who you are.
这一切加在一起是你是谁。
And 500 years ago, people didn't ask the question of what's my identity.
500年前人不会问说我的身份到底是什么。
They would kind of have that their identity would just happen.
他的身份就是很自然的。
But things have changed now.
但是呢，从那个开始到现在变化很多。
Not only do we not rely on the old forms.
不是我们不仅是不依靠过去的一些形式。
But we reject the old forms.
我们是其实是抛弃了过去的一些形式。
And when I say we, I mean American culture, Western culture, the world.
当我讲到我们的时候，我意味着在这里面是美国的这个文化和整个的西方文化。
And so if this sounds foreign, please just follow along so that you'll be able to recognize how the world views identity.
如果这些对你比较陌生的话呢，来听一听我讲这个世界是怎么样让你自己寻找价值的。
So how does the world tell you who you are?
这个世界怎么样告诉你是谁呢？
And I'm talking about here and now in 2023.
我们这个地方开始是在讲2023年的事。
Family isn't what defines you anymore.
家里你的 家庭不是来定义你是谁的地方。
Because the family definition has been deconstructed.
因为整个的家庭的概念已经被解构了。
Now life is all these relationships that you're living with, and it changes.
所以现在你的生活是所有你这些的关系，你生活在其中，但是这些关系在不断的改变。
Work now isn't a career, it's just something to pay the bills.
这个工作已经是工作，不只是一个 ，sorry， 点
评。哦 ，to pay the bills。
Just to pay the bills。
Just to pay the bills。
OK， 工作不只是一个这个一个事业，是来去付你的房租的。
People don't really talk about their calling。
人们不太讲究他的圣招是什么。
They're not talking about their commitment to a work。
他们不太讲他自己对工作的委身。
So you'll hear more of。Oh yes, my job is a doctor, but I really want to be a pilot.
他有人会说啊，我的工作是做一个医生，但是我真的想做的是做一个飞行员。
Right, I graduated from Harvard.
我从哈佛大学毕业。
But I want to play basketball.
但是呢，我喜欢打篮球。
And some of you know who that is.
你会知道这是谁哈。
And then there's also religion.
还有关于这个宗教是什么？
And religion doesn't define people anymore.
宗教也不会去定义你是谁。
Instead, they don't want to hold to this one religion and its rules.
大家呢不会去紧紧抓住一个宗教信仰，而且是服从它的清规戒律。
And kind of like dim sum, they like to pick what they want to believe in.
就好像广东早茶一样，大家自己选自己想要的。
And they have some self-help.Some theories, some therapeutic things, and they can move it all around.
大家有一些可以自我寻求帮助的地方，然后有一些的不同的佐料，然后不同的这个原理，大家把它给凑在一起。
And that's the best way to describe it. It's interchangeable modules.
最好的描述这些的方法是说，这些完全都是可以互换的不同的模块和组合。
But there's a problem when everything like family, work, relationships, religion, identity is interchangeable. When all these things are interchangeable, there is a problem.
当所有这一切东西，我们的家庭，然后我们的工作，然后我们的爱好，以及我们的这个信仰，这个宗教都可以互换的时候，这个时候我们就有一些麻烦了。
And what they won't admit is that when they can be interchangeable, they can be disposable.
一个我们不能够大家不会承认的或者没有意识到的，当这些东西是可以互换的时候，实际上每一个都不是持久，可以去都被可以被扔掉的。
I'm going to share with you what that sounds like, and it's shocking to hear.
我会来让你们看看到底是什么样子，你们可能会惊讶。
I don't want to be a doctor anymore.
我不想让你做一个医生了。
I don't want to be a student anymore.
我再也不想做学生了。
I don't want to be a father anymore.
我也不想做爸爸了。
I don't want to be a husband anymore.
我也不想做丈夫了。
I don't want to be male anymore.
我也不想做男人了。
I don't want to be female anymore.
我也不想做女人了。
I don't want to be married anymore.
我也不想结婚了。
That should do something. It should cause us to react to that.
这个会让我们感觉到一些事情，我们要会回应这件事。
And what the world wants to tell us is reacting to that is is dangerous, is threatening.
这个世界告诉我们，当我们做回应的时候，实际上是具有威胁跟危险的。
But we're not trying to threaten, we are trying to understand.
我们不是在这边想要去威胁，而是想在这边去理解。
Because we believe that each of these elements has incredible value that you don't just switch around and discard.
我们认为这所有的元素都非常的有价值，我们不会随便把它们互换。
What's interesting is that we're not trying, I'm not saying that right now in this one hour I'm going to change your mind if you disagree with me.
我不是在这边试图在这一个小时里面让你改变想法，如果你不同意的话。
And I'm not trying to get you to react if you agree and believe what I'm talking about.
我不想是说让你去回应，如果你已经相信了这些里面一些东西的。
I want you to be able to recognize, and then we'll talk about what do we do after we recognize these things.
我想让你去辨识出一些东西，然后来讨论说我们要做什么。我们如果辨识出来的话。
Listen, when these things are disposable and these modules can change.
当这一切东西都可以被抛弃，这些不同的模块元素可以互换的话
，they can be questioned.
他们也可以被质疑。
And sometimes when they are just asking questions, people who are doing this are feeling a lot of depression.
当这些问题被提出来的时候，在身在其中的人会感觉到抑郁和郁闷。
Because they're going in a cycle of asking, "What? Who am I?"
因为他们又重来一次来问自己说我到底是谁。
It never ends.
这是从来没有到头的。
Now it's not bad to ask these questions.
问这些问题并不是坏事。
And it is natural to recognize that your job, your calling can change.
我们很自然应该意识到我们的呼召，我们的工作不会随意改变的。
But it's very dangerous when we have a pattern of disposing our identity.
但是呢，对于我们来说，我们如果不断的交换这个是改变身份的话，是有问题的。
Does that make sense?
大家认同吗
？Okay. In the United States,
在美国
，we often think about very practical things. Does it work?
我们都会非常实际的。
And they don't talk about the why.
我们不再去问问题。
For example, if you want to succeed, there's 7 steps.To becoming a successful person, methods, strategies. We love steps. We love strategies.
比方说，我们如果想要成功的话，我们会有一系列的步骤。这些步骤跟策略让我们能够成功。
We change our friends.
然后我们改变我们的朋友。
We change our diets.
我们改变我们的饮食习惯。
We change our jobs.
我们改变我们的工作。
To produce feeling better.
让我们感觉更好。
We don't ask why. We just say if it works, then let's do it.
我们不问为什么，只要有用就做。
But it's so important to ask why.
但是呢，我们要寻根究底，问问题是最重要的。
And we're going to explore how this defines us. I want to talk to you about 3 ways that the world tries to find identity.
这样的话，我来跟大家解释三个不同的方法，这个世界让我们找到我们的身份。
And the first approach is that you are what you acquire.
第一个方法呢是说你获得的东西定义你是谁。
So what this idea says is find all the wealth and possessions and status symbols like a fancy home, a wonderful career, or impressive credentials. Gather that, and that is who you are.
用一切你可以获得的，不管是财富，是你的身份地位，是你的毕业证书等等，这一切来获得了，然后去把你自己的身份提高，来定义你是谁。
And so the idea is that you are the car that you drive.
这个在这种思想里面呢，就是你就是你开什么样的车，你就是什么样的人。
You are the house that you live in.
你有什么样的大房子，你就是什么样的人。
The school district your children are in.
然后你的学区就是你的身份。
Your 401k.
你的退休金定义你是谁
？And you accumulate these things, but people who follow this ultimately feel empty, and they struggle with feeling satisfaction.
但是呢，不断的积累这些的人呢，到最后呢，他还会感觉到非常的空虚，他没有满足。
So a lot of these people, they go get therapy.
所以很多这些人呢，去看这个咨询师。
And they want to change the way they think.
他们想要改变他们的想法。
And in therapy, sometimes they come to the conclusion that they don't need those things. That doesn't work.
这些治疗的方法呢，会到最后告诉他们说，他们不需要这些，这些一切东西没有办法帮助他们。
And so the second way to find themselves is how they feel.
所以呢，第二个方法是他们自我的感觉是什么？
And the world tells you focus on your desires and on your feelings.
这个世界告诉我们聚焦在我们的欲望和我们的感受上面。
And it says, you know what? Don't listen to the expectations of the people around you or society.
他说不要去听周围的人和这个社会告诉你他们对你的期待是什么。
Be true to yourself.
对你自己做一个真实的自己。
But this method is too simple.
但这个方法太简单了。
Because we are not just one feeling.
但是因为我们不只是一个感受而已。
We are not just one desire.
我们也不只是一个欲望而已。
This simple advice thinks that we only have one feeling and one desire.
这个简单的忠告，假设我们只有一个欲望和一个这个感受。
Even if you got what you wanted, it won't last.
即使你得到了你要的东西，你还会问。
Because feelings change.
因为你的感受会改变。
Because desires change.
因为你的欲望会改变。
Do you ever look at the biographies or autobiographies of young Olympic gold medalists?
你如果去看一些那些年轻的这个奥林匹克得到金牌人的这个自传的话。
The 13-year-olds, the 18-year-olds, the 19-year-olds who win gold medals.
13岁的、18岁、19岁得到金牌的。
They have earned what people have tried to seek their entire life.
他们已经获得了有人在一生当中都得不到的东西。
And some of them don't even have a driver's license yet.
Sorry.
Some of them don't have a driver's license.
好多的人甚至都没有这个驾照。
They have all their life in front of them, and they're told the best part of their life is now in the past.
他们有整个的人生在他面前，但是呢，他人生最好的部分已经是过去了。
The gold medalists who win, even in consecutive Olympics, that they have multiple gold medals, it doesn't last.
那些得到了这些金牌的，甚至他们连续在不同的奥林匹克连续得到金牌的，这些东西都不会持久。
They don't relax and they just go on vacation every day. They're not satisfied.
他们不会说他就开始休息了，然后经常的不断的去度假，他们不会满足的。
They want to push themselves. What's the next thing?
他们不断的去激励自己，下一步是什么？
Or someone else wins a gold medal, and they say, "Am I better than that person?"
或者别人得到金牌，他问自己说，我会不会比他更强？
They have demonstrated they are the best in the world, and yet they are still unsure.
他们已经向我们展示他们世界上最棒，但是他自己并不这样的自知。
Even within other communities in the world, there's still a problem with that approach.
即使是在其他的一些在其他的一些的社区当中，这种方法也是有问题的。
In the LGBTQ community,
在这个同性恋，然后是双性恋等等这样的一个社群当中
，within there's disagreement on if your identity is fixed or fluid.
在这个他们里面，他们不断在问的一个就是说，你的这样一个身份是一个确定的呢，还是在不断的滑动的
？And there's this problem. There's even difficulty in agreement on what our identity is.
在他们当中甚至有很大的这种分歧，是到底什么是我们的身份
？And this can be a problem.
这个可能是一个很大的问题。
The world approaches identity on something that's very fragile if it's our feelings.
这个世界用一些非常容易碎的、不能够持久的东西来定义我们是谁，就是我们的感受。
And identity is important.
身份非常重要。
Sometimes the world says, "You know what? Forget it. Identity is not important."
很多的时候，世界说什么不要再关心了，这个身份不重要。
But belonging is part of identity.
但是归属感是身份认同的一部分。
And how can you sacrifice belonging?
你怎么能够把你的归属感完全抛弃掉呢？
So under the heavy burden of our identity, we can't put things that are fragile, like our feelings.
所以在这样一个沉重的寻找身份的这样一个追寻下，我们不能够把我们的身份放在一些短暂跟易碎的东西上面。
And on people who are trusting on their feelings, it's not a time to correct them, but to have grace on them.
当我发现一些人把他的身份放在自己的感受上面的时候，我们不是去改变他们，而是在他们就是怜悯他们。
They are being crushed by the heavy burden of identity, and their source of identity is being crushed. Is this the time to teach them or to have compassion on them?
所以，当一些人他的这样一个身份认知的根基被碾碎的时候，我们是要去改变他们，去教导他们，还是要去怜悯他们？
In my weakness, sometimes my kids accidentally bang into my foot, and they step on my bare foot with their shoes and their hard-heeled shoes.
有的时候我的儿女们在我一脚用他的那个高跟鞋之类的踩到我的脚上。
And in that little bit of pain, I have trouble listening.
在那个疼痛的瞬间，我其实不会听他们讲什么。
And they are sometimes they are stepping on my toes, saying, "Dad, can I get ice cream?"
他踩在我的脚趾头上的时候，问我说，爸爸可以吃冰激凌吗？我。
Do I love my child? Yes.
我爱不爱我的儿女
？I also love my toe.
但是我也爱我的脚趾头。
And it's hurting, and I cannot answer your question until you get off my toe.
在那个时候的话，你不把脚踩着我的脚趾头的脚鞋拿走的话，我没有办法回答你的问题。
Even at that small age, my child knows to take their foot off my toe.
即使我的孩子那么小，他也知道要把鞋从我的这个脚上拿下来。
And even at that small age, they don't say, "You know, Dad, you need to be more patient and more gentle."
他们虽然那么小，他也不会跟我说，父亲，你需要更加有耐心。
But because they're small, they laugh because Dad's in pain.
因为他们很小，所以他们会笑一下。
They're like, ha ha ha.
他们哈哈。
And so, under the burden,
所以在这样的重压下面
，we as Christians, knowing where to draw identity from, and knowing how fragile the world's identity is, the first thing is not pride, but compassion.
所以在这种重压下，我们问我们的基督徒，我们从什么地方来去汲取这样的资源来定义我们是谁
？And we are wise enough not to trust our feelings all the time.
当我们足够智慧，不会去信任我们的感受的话。
The third way is a third way.
还有一个第三个方法。
And the third way is the most scary way that the world defines themselves.
实际上第三个方法，这个世界给我们的最可怕的一种方法。
The third way actually criticizes the first way and says possessions is the wrong way to define your.
所以第一种方法，第三种方法，其实他去批判第一种方法，说用你获得的东西定义你是谁是错误的。
And they also say they also are smart. They say look at feelings and say feelings change. We can't trust feelings as well.
他们这个第三种方法非常的聪明，他们也说你的这个不断会改变的这个。感受不能够定义你是谁。
And what they say is, you define who you are regardless of feelings, regardless of facts, regardless of what people think. You define yourself.
他们实际上说你自己决定定义你是谁，不要管你的感受，不要管别人对你的期待。
And actually, this is the strongest argument because it's very stable.
因为它是非常稳固的，所以它是最有力量、最有能力的一种方法。
And this is the one.Identity that allows you to be undefined.
这是一个你自己的身份，你的身份不会被别人去定义的。
You pick and choose whatever you want.
你来决定你要是谁。
Maybe this sounds familiar. No one has the right to judge me.
也许这个说法大家非常熟悉，没有任何人有权利来论断你。
Now that's very attractive because who wants to be judged?
这个对你非常的有吸引力，因为没有任何人希望被别人论断。
And it's very attractive because it builds a shield. I can't be rejected.
这也非常对你有吸引力，因为它给你一层防护，你不会被别人去拒绝。
And no matter what, people have made up their minds.
不管怎么样，我已经定义我是谁了。
But there's a immediate flaw in this thinking.
但是呢，它有一个致命的弱点。
That if you define yourself and no one can tell you what is wrong or judge you, it creates a problem.
如果你已经决断了你是谁，没有任何人说你错或者去批判评论你的时候，我们会有一个问题。
And so this is the problem.
这个是问题。
Let's say me, 肖永辉 pastor.
如果说我肖永辉牧师。
Yet today I decide that I'm going to be a mean person.
今天我决定我做一个卑鄙的人。
And I'm going to be mean to everyone and make fun of people and make people cry.
我对每一个人都很下作，对每一个人都会不常非常友好，然后让你去哭。
And I can't help it because this is who I am.
我没有办法改变，因为我这就是我。
And you say to me, no, 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 that's wrong. You can't go around making people cry.
你跟我说，这个非常非常的错，你不能够到处让别人哭。
Then I would say, who are you to tell me who I can or cannot be?
然后我会回问你说，你是到底是谁？你可以来告诉我，我要怎么做。
And there is the conflict.
所以那边这里边有一个冲突。
It's flawed.
这边我们看见一个很大的问题。
And the dangerous thing is that these kinds of identities in the world, it's not always immediately noticeable.
这我们能够了解到的是这种三种方法，这个世界告诉我们的，不会常常很轻易的让我们辨识出来。
Sometimes it takes years or a lifetime to realize you put your identity in the wrong thing.
好多时候我们需要花很长的时间，甚至一生来发现我们的身份奠基在什么地方。
And the reason why I'm spending so much time on this is that perhaps God is trying to tell you about how He is shaping you with this identity that He's giving you.
我之所以花了这么长时间跟大家讲，是让我们了解说，上帝要怎么样来重塑我们的身份。
And the way that the world approaches identity is messy.
整个世界来定义我们身份的方法是非常带来很多麻烦的。
And the world never admits that there's a mess.
但是这个世界并不承认它会带给我们很多的麻烦。
Sometimes you're in a marriage that you're unsure about.
有的时候你在婚姻当中，其实你不太确定要不要继续在当中。
Struggling with a child who doesn't listen.
也许有一些你的这个孩子不听你讲。
Again and again, you're not getting promoted.
你不断的失去被晋升的机会。
You lost a loved one.
你失去亲人。
And these messes to your identity, the world doesn't know what to do, so they pretend it doesn't exist.
所有这一切威胁到你身份认同的这个世界假装这些东西不存在。
And what's beautiful about the identity that God gives you is that you can actually be honest, but also have an identity.
神给我们的身份的荣美在于我们可以承认这一切的事实，同时我们还有自己的身份。
And if that's interesting to you, if that's surprising to you, please pay attention.
如果这一件事实对你来说很有意思，然后对你来说很有吸引力的话，听我讲。
What does the Bible say?
这个圣经上说的是什么？
It starts off in verse 1 about the glory and the majesty of God.
所以他从第一节开始让我们看见上帝的荣耀和荣美。
And what the Bible says is that your identity is tied to God's identity.
圣经告诉我们你的身份紧紧的与神是谁相连。
God doesn't allow it. This is his plan. It gives him pleasure that your identity is tied to his identity.
这个不只是说上帝允许这件事情，而是这是他的计划，是你的身份跟上帝是谁紧紧联系在一起。
How do you know? Because the weakest people who are tied to him, the very weakest people, he protects against their enemies.
为什么我们知道呢？因为我们看见是在这个世界上最软弱的人，实际上他是从上帝那边汲取帮助跟保护。
That out of the mouth of babies and infants, that such weak creatures, I don't even know who are enemies of babies, but these enemies, just by the words of these babies, are defeated.
因为是从婴孩和吃奶的口中，这些最软弱的孩子，甚至他们都不知道自己的敌人是什么，然后上帝从这些吃奶的孩子，婴孩当中建立的能力。
Does this look like a God who says, make yourself strong, make yourself look good, and then I will accept you?
是不是上帝这么说，让你自己强壮起来，让你自己良善起来，然后我来去帮助你？
Or is this a God who says, from your birth, I know all your strengths and weaknesses, and I love you?
或者是神说，从你生下来，我就知道你的最软弱的一切，但我依然爱你。
In verses 2 through 7, it talks about how man has been given a responsibility to work.
从第二节到第七节告诉我们，神给我们这些被造的人这些使命跟责任去工作。
And that work is about having authority in the earth.
工作实际上是上帝给我们在整个的全地有一个权柄。
And right in the middle is this question of, when I look at your heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place.
在这整个的这一段的中间问了这样一个问题，是我刚观看你 手指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿。
And so the writer David is looking at how great the mountains and the sky and the stars are.
所以这个诗篇的作者大卫在周围举目看见这个上面的星宿以及这些众山多么的伟大。
And he's humbled, and the first reaction he says is, what is man that you're mindful of him?
他在这众山跟这个星宿面前感到谦卑，然后他就说，人算什么，你竟顾念他。
The son of man that you care for him.
世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。
But that's the point.
这个是这个诗篇的要告诉我们的。
Even our questioning doesn't take away the value of what God has given us.
即使我们这些疑问跟质疑，一切不会让上帝来定义我们是谁，要给我们的黯然失色。
The key to understanding your identity then is to know the greatness and the glory of God.
了解你自己是谁，你身份的最大的的核心是了解那位神是谁。
The bigger that your idea of who God is, the more solid your identity becomes.
你对上帝他是谁这样一个宏大的这个认识越清楚的时候，你自己人生的价值和你是谁就越坚实。
When you see God as creator, when you see him bringing order to nature, when you see what he has made, it brings you a sense of awe.
当你看见上帝是谁，他创造万物，他把秩序带给一切，这一切都上帝手所造的，我们就心生敬畏。
And he finds you valuable.
他认为你是有价值的。
That he has chosen you to have authority over everything he has made.
他选择你，给你权柄在一切他所造的万物之上。
We have meaning and value.
我们有价值，有意义。
Because of what he has said.
因为他说这样。
Because of what he has done.
因为他如此做。
Because he is the creator.
因为他是创造的主。
But recognizing that we belong to God doesn't mean that we go and do whatever we want.
当我们意识到我们是属神的时候，并不意味着我们可以为所欲为。
Verses 5 through 8 talks about all the work that we are to do for God.
从第五节到第八节告诉我们所有一切我们要为上帝而做的事情。
And that's not an exhaustive list.
这个不是一个包括无所不包的单子。
But it's a list that tells us that there is a lot of work to do.
但是呢，这个单子告诉我们，它给我们很多的工作去做。
And it gives us a certain weight of obedience.
然后它给我们的顺服，给我们顺服带来很重要的价值跟意义。
And we understand that what God's concern is should be our concern.
我们需要理解上帝所在乎的，也是我们要在乎的。
It speaks of God's commitment is to be our commitment.
上帝的委身也应该是我们的委身。
And David, who's the author, speaks of God's great work in history.
这样一个大诗篇的作者大卫，他讲到上帝在历史当中的作为。
And how he has restrained the enemies of David.
他怎样把这个大卫的这些敌人都已经把他们消灭了。
Even the worst enemies of David are defenseless against babies.
即使大卫这些最大的仇敌在婴孩的面前都没有任何的还手之力。
David's not talking about his strength.
大卫在这边讲的不是他自己的能力。
He's testifying of God's strength.
他在这边见证上帝的能力。
David embraces who he is because he embraces who God is.
大卫因为他拥抱上帝是谁，他也拥抱自己是谁。
And so this is the identity that God gives us.
所以这边是上帝给我们的身份。
Now, I talked earlier about being a mess.
我最早说我们自己是一团糟。
And when you read this, you're not supposed to pretend that you're not a mess.
当我们读了这些的时候，我们不会再去装假说我们生活当中一切一帆风顺。
God crowns us with glory and honor.
上帝把这个恩典与荣耀给我们。
And it's not that we might not deserve it, we don't deserve it.
这不是说我们配得，我们根本就不配得。
And if you're wondering why God would give you so much honor and glory, that's normal.
但是呢，当我们一定会问说，上帝为什么给我们这些荣耀跟尊贵？
If you think about your vulnerability, your weaknesses, and your failures, that's normal.
当我们想到我们的这样一个软弱，我们的这样一个脆弱，这是很正常的。
God crowns us because he knows we can't do it ourselves.
上帝将荣耀冠冕给我们，是因为知道说我们自己得不到这些。
God is not saying in here, get strong and then I will recognize you.
上帝不是说你自己变得有力量，我就会接纳你。
Everything in the psalm says God acts first.
所有这些诗篇里面讲的是上帝主动先来行动。
Grace comes first.
上帝的恩典临到我们。
And so,The reason why we can actually say we are messy,
我们之所以说可以说承认我们自己是一团糟的。
We have broken relationships with our family.
我们在生命当中有一些破碎的关系。
We are overcommitted and overworking.
我们自己把自己忙得要死。
We have this mess.The reason why we can actually finally say it is because we have a fixed identity that can't be taken away.
我们有这些一切的一些糟糕的情况，但是我们之所以还可以这样讲，是因为有一个不可动摇的身份。
We are safe and protected in Christ.
我们在基督里面被拯救，而且被保守。
And it is not about how you feel about how good you are.
这个不是你自我感觉多么良好。
And it's not about how many things that you've done and served and how many small groups and classes you've taught.
也不是说是一些什么样的不同的这些小的群体你去做了很多的事儿，然后你在各种各样的地方去服侍。
It's not about these things, but it's about what God has done for us.
不是关于这一切你做的事，而是上帝为你做的事。
And so I want to talk to you about how do we respond to what God has done.
所以我们来看我们怎么样去回应上帝所做的。
In order for you and I to receive all the promises that David is talking about, there is a work that had to be done.
我们这样回应是为了让我们可以像大卫这边讲的是上帝确实交给我们许许多多的工作让我们可以做。
Jesus, who is Christ, he endured humiliation and suffering.
耶稣基督耶稣他身为基督他也去经历忍耐了所有这一切的苦难。
He lived a perfect and sinless life.
他活出一个完美的从来没有罪的生活。
His death was not deserved.
他根本不配受死。
Have you ever thought about like why do bad things happen to good people?
你有没有想过说为什么一些糟糕的事情临到那些好人呢
Or do you sometimes wonder when is good things going to happen to me?
你在问说什么样的好事会临到我呢
We all have this thought because we think good things happen to good people.
我们常常会这样想因为我们是觉得善有善报。
But remember, Jesus was perfectly good.
但你记住耶稣基督是荣美的完美的人。
And his life here on earth had suffering, terrible suffering.
但然而他在地上的生命却受了极大的苦难。
So maybe our identities is not about how much comfort or suffering we have.
也许我们的身份跟我们外面所受的一些不一定有关系。
But rather that our identity is because of our lives have been ransomed.
但是我们的生命实际上是因为我的身份是被上帝救赎的。
Let me ask you a question.
我来问大家一个问题。
And this is not in the Bible, so this is just a question.
这个不是在圣经当中，这就是一个问题。
Let's say you go home one day.
假设有一天你回家了。
You finish dinner.
你晚吃完晚饭。
Someone calls you.
有人给你打个电话。
You don't recognize the number.
你看，你不认得这是谁给你打的。
But you pick up anyway, which is not a good idea. But you pick up anyway.
但是呢，你就打，你就接了，这个不是一个好的主意哈。
And this person says,I have stolen your garbage.
这个人说我把你的垃圾偷走了。
And I've put it somewhere you will never find it.
我把它藏在你找不到的地方。
And unless you give me $100, I'm never going to give it back to you again.
你如果不给我100块钱，我就不把你的垃圾送回来。
What would you say?
你会说什么？
I would just hang up. Or I would say, what are you doing next week?
然后我会说你下个礼拜再来好不好？
Because it's garbage. It's not valuable to me.
因为那个是垃圾，对我来说没有任何价值。
So I will not ransom it. Ransom.
我不会去把它赎回来。
So then, how precious are we that when God saw us in our condition, that He sent His Son, and then after sending His Son, who died on the cross,who resurrected and redeemed us, then God takes us and crowns us and gives us a purpose, a belonging, and a sense of love. What does that say about how God views our value?
所以对我们来说是何等的宝贵，当神看见我们所处的环境，看见我们的光景，他把他的儿子给我们，不仅把儿子给我们，他让他的儿子为我们死。死而复活，而且让我们得了儿子的名分，让我们有今天的地位。
We were once trapped in sin. We were once trapped in sin.
我们一定会我们不会这个倒退回去再去犯罪的。
But Christ frees us from our sense of worthlessness.
上帝让我们从我们自己的这种完全的没有价值的感受当中救赎出来，把我们。
In a sense, the suffering of Christ removes.All of our senseless suffering.
因为上帝的儿子的这样一个受苦，让我们从我们这些这个苦难跟罪当中释放我们。
And our suffering helps us to appreciate life.
我们的这个苦难让我们更加的知道说上帝给我们的生命是什么。
Now your suffering helps you to understand how Christ felt for you.
在你的生命当中的这些苦难，让你去更多的理解神的儿子怎么样为你受苦。
Now you know that Christ stands with you, right next to you in your suffering.
所以现在你知道上帝的儿子就站在你旁边，当你受苦的时候与你同在。
Jesus didn't just say, "Oh, this is God's will, so I have to do it."
耶稣不是说哦，这是上帝的这个旨意，我就做而已。
He embraced the cross.
他去拥抱了一个十字架。
He embraced God's plan.
他去紧紧地抓住上帝的计划。
He embraced God's people.
他拥抱了上帝的儿女。
And so this is how you respond to God's grace.
这也是你怎么样去回应上帝恩典的方法。
Open your hands.
把你的手张开。
Drop the things of the world.
把你这个世界的东西丢掉吧。
And then receive the crown.
然后接纳上帝给你的冠冕。
Allow Jesus to transform you from the inside out.
让耶稣从里到外让你更新。
Remind yourself that this is a gift and not something to be earned.
不断提醒你自己，这个是一个礼物，不是你挣来的。
And this realization will fill you with new joy.
当我们意识到这一切的时候，让我们就会被这个喜乐充满。
A joy that cannot be taken away.
这个喜乐是不能够被夺去的。
And your view of other people will change as well.
你对别人的看法也会改变。
Now you'll see people who are wrong or disagree with you, and you're able to give them respect.
当你看见那些做错事情或者是跟你不同意见的人，你可以去尊重他们。
You'll acknowledge that if God can see worth in me, who am I to say that this person is worthless?
你会说，如果上帝都认为我有价值的话，我是谁会认为别人没有价值？
Who am I to judge this person if the knowledge and the grace that I know things is just grace? I didn't earn it. So this person didn't get as much grace than me. Why should I disrespect them?
如果这个人我怎么能去判断他或者是去论断他，如果我知道我的认知知道事情都是从神的恩典来的，那我怎么能够去判断这样一个人？
Suddenly you don't hold grace in.
你开始不会把上帝的恩典限制在你自己里面。
Who am I to hold back love?
我是谁我不把爱给别人呢？
Who am I to hold back compassion?
我是谁我不把把怜悯给别人呢？
Who am I to hold back truth?
我是谁我能够把真理压制在我里面呢？
When my importance isn't based on me, I'm able to let the things go, even my reputation.
当我自己的重要性不是依靠我自己的时候，我可以把这些东西给别人。
Even my feelings are not going to get hurt.
我的感觉，我的这一切都可以不重要。
And it allows you to face temptation differently as well.
它也会让你去面对挑战或者诱惑不同的回应。
Because you've realized that ultimately God is your protection.
你会知道说最终上帝是你的保护。
That Jesus was tempted to the fullest.
是耶稣基督被最愚蠢的事情来去诱惑。
And he did not sin.
但是呢他最大的诱惑来诱惑但他都没有去犯罪。
That glory, that righteousness is now gifted to you.
这样的荣耀这样的意义已经披戴在你身上了。
And when you meditate on that,
当你去思考这些的时候
and you realize, if I don't give in to temptation, my life is not going to be over.
你会想说我如果不去
if I don't give in to the temptation, I will still be happy.
我不向这个试探低头的时候我的生命一定还会非常的幸福。
I won't miss out on anything.
我不会失去任何东西的。
I won't be laughed at.
我不会被别人嘲笑的。
Because Jesus resisted every temptation.
因为耶稣拒绝了一切的试探。
And he has all the glory and all the honor of all things. And his name is lifted high above all names.
所以他得到了一切的荣耀，一切的冠冕，他最被升为至高，他得到了高于万名之上的名。
And remember that he is committed in loving you.
记住他是来爱你。
Especially when you stumble in your commitment.
当你在你的委身当中去失败的时候，他还来爱你。
He has pursued us into the grave to pull us out.
他为了救赎我们，一直进到坟墓里面把我们救出来。
He doesn't just pull us out and say, "Okay, take care of yourselves. Bye bye."
他不是把我们救出来以后甩甩手说你自己做吧。
He's taking you out and reclothed you in glory and majesty and honor.
他把我们救赎，然后把我们披戴了荣耀、冠冕和尊荣。
And that's the good news.
这是好消息。
What we didn't deserve has been now gifted to us.
我们从来不配得的，现在已经给了我们。
We are actually worse than what we know.
我们比我们所知道的要败坏多很多倍。
We are not even fully aware of our weaknesses and our failures.
我们甚至都不太清楚我们的失败跟软弱是什么。
Think about the messiest day you've ever had in your life, and actually, we are not even beginning to talk about how messy we really are.
当你想一想你生命当中最糟糕的日子的时候，其实你还不知道你整个的真实的糟糕是什么样子。
And how do we know that? Because we look at the cross.
我们怎么知道的呢？我们就看一看十字架。
When we see Christ suffering on the cross,
当我们看见耶稣在十字架上受苦，
we see the truth of the seriousness of our sin.
我们看见就意识到我们整个罪的严重性跟严肃性。
Most of us think, oh, that's bad. You know, I deserve a slap on the wrist.
很多的时候我们说这个是坏，这个不好的，我们是配得这些。
But few of us would say, yes, that's exactly what I deserved on the cross.
然后当我们看十字架上的时候，我们会说这一切确实是我。
Jesus shows us what we deserve. We are actually worse than what we know.
耶稣让我们看见我们配得的是什么，我们比我们所想象的更糟糕。
But what's on the cross also shows us the love of God.
但是十字架依然让我们看见更多的上帝的爱。
That we are spared God's wrath.
我们在十字架上看见上帝的愤怒。
We are spared God's judgment.
我们看见上帝的审判。
And we are more loved than we even imagine.
我们比我们能够想象到的更多的蒙爱。
Because God sent His precious Son to ransom us.
因为上帝把他宝贵的爱子送来，来去拯救我们。
So if God took you and put you in His house, He would certainly lock the door.
所以当上帝把你把你放在他的家里的时候，他一定会把门锁得好好的。
Actually, just kidding. God's God. He doesn't need to lock the door.
我在开个玩笑，他是上帝，他不需要锁门。
But you are precious to Him.
但是我想说的是，你是非常的宝贵的。
And I want you to resist feelings, but trust and meditate on God's word.
我想让你去把那些一些的你自己的过去的依靠和这些感受放下，不断的去思念上帝对你的爱。
This process of salvation, of giving you glory and honor, of saving you, this is not the prize. This is the cure.
所以当这一切能够拯救你的这一切，它不是给你的一个奖赏，它是一个给你的礼物。
That's why we meditate on this.
这是为什么我们要在当中去不断的思考。
That's why we counsel this to our own heart.
我要向我们自己的心不断的来去讲宣讲。
Remind ourselves of this truth.
我们不断要让自己记住这样一个真理。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Oh Lord, may we embrace our identity in Christ.
主啊，让我们在基督里面认识、拥抱我们的身份。
As beloved children of God,
我们是上帝蒙爱的儿女。
Help us to hold these truths in our heart.
帮助我们紧紧的在心里面抓住这样的真理。
And do not let us.Stop holding them.
不要让我们放弃。
Let them transform our lives.
让这些来去更新我。
And for some of us here, we may not be able to see the truth clearly right now.
对于我们当中有一些看得并不太清楚的。
So I pray for those individuals who are hoping for an identity that sounds this good.
我们期望，我们为他祷告，期望他们来去盼望这样美好的身份。
Let them know that that desire and hunger, even that comes from you.
让他们知道这种愿望和这种饥渴都是从你而来的。
Provide assurance that those who want it will have it.
求你给他们这种里面的信心，知道说寻找的就可以寻见。
Let those who have it experience it.
让那些已经寻得的去经历。
And those who have experienced it testify and proclaim your power in their life.
让那些已经经历到的去见证以及去宣讲你自己在他们生命当中的荣耀。
May this transformative life,
让这样一个被更新的生命
that has been changed by this amazing grace,
被你的奇妙的恩典更新
shine through all our lives.
让我们一生都能够发出荣耀的光辉来。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.